cherish. A person can make a maisa charisha. He could plow telemechot, one row of his field, or we'll see in the basic verse. The chayiv ala mishum shmei alavim. He could receive 8 malkasim for this one action. What is he doing? Ha cherish b'shol v'chamor. First of all, he's over the lav of the sakris b'shol v'chamor yachtov. He's working with the shor v'chamor. That's one lav. They mukdoshim, they are mukdish, whether it's the bechor the gemara comes out with. So therefore, there's a lav not to work with a hegdish. So Rashi learns the two lavs is one for the shor and one for the chamor. It's talking about a petah chamor, you have the lav. Tosis says, no, it's only one lav. Tosis says it's considered one. Mukdoshim is only a second lav. Now, klayim bekerim. So according to Rashi, this is the fourth lav. And Tosis says, no, klayim bekerim, here are the two lavs. The klai and the kerem, there's one lot for klai itself. You have a chitul sora, you're planting barley and wheat together, and then you have the vines there, so that's the two lots. It's klayim and the kerem. That's the way Tosis learns. Right, right. Good, we'll soon see. Because when you plant, when you plow, you turn over the dirt on top of what's growing already, you're making it grow better. So the nesto zareya. On Shabbos, you are chorish, and you have things that are growing. There's also zorei and valvos, you're making it grow better. But not to make klayim, now so they're together. Here we're talking about there are vegetables there. It's klayim means you have wheat and barley together in the same hand. You throw three seeds together. You throw a seed of grapes, a seed of barley, and a seed of wheat. Together, that's what klayim became. So it's a shalom, it's two separate lavs or one lav. Then the Udashriyas, talking about in Shemitah, that there's a lav to be chorish the field. The Yomtif, so it's the Yomtif, there's a lav of chorish on Yomtif. And also the person doing this was the Krayin v'Nozir, so what's wrong? The Beis HaTomo, he did all this one row in the Beis HaKvaros. So one Krayin, that is a Nozir, that on Shemitah, on Yomtif, and he's planting now this Krayin the Kerem there, and he's been chorish, shalom the chamor, and the Shohegdish sees over 8 lots. What's the Chiddush here? I don't know. You put together such a case. You can have such a case to receive 5 Malkasim for one action. And the Chiddush, even though it's one action here, there's one Maisa Chirisha, but since there are 8 different lots, for each Shein by itself, there's a separate Malkas. Chananya ben Chachinoy Omer, Af HaLevish Klayim. You can have a 9th lot. If this Kohen and Nazir is wearing Klayim when he's doing the Charisha. So Amunah, the Chum Sabbath Tim, Einu Hashem, that's not the same Lav. I want a Lav to do about Charisha. That has nothing to do with Charisha. Because otherwise, you could say 20 Lavs. The guy is eating Chazur, he's eating that. We want a Lav to do with the Maisa Charisha. But just the fact that he's wearing Klayim, that's not the Lav of Charisha. Amunah, so the Chavina said back to him, what he meant to ask him really was, Af HaNozer Lo Yu Hashem, a Nozer and a Kohen is also not this Lav. That has nothing to do with the Maisa Charisha. That has to do with the fact that he's a Nozer, or he's a Kohen. He's not allowed to be standing in a Beis HaKvaros. But also nothing to do with the Charisha. So if you add in the Lav of a Kohen and a Nozer, I could give you a case that the person was already wearing Klein. Well, there's no Rachlein, because really, the question, where's a pure case? Or maybe for one action. Like we're saying, the chiddush here is that for one action, you chayiv 8 different malkasim. So if klayim is a separate lav, has nothing to do with the action of charisha, there's no chiddush. So he says back also then, or kain and nazir also is no chiddush. It's a different action. It's not the same thing. Now the Gemara says, Amarav Bevi, Amarav Yesi, Toishet v'loivesh, the loyvesh mamish. Because what does the Mishnah mean? And the Mishnah says that a person is wearing klayim, and we keep on warning him, take it off, and he does not, he's chayiv a few malkasin, and the Mishnah says he took it off and put it on. Does it really mean he has to take off the whole jacket and put it on again? Or yafilo machnes umoysi beis yad, unkeli. Maybe just enough shalai, maybe it's just enough to take off the sleeve. You don't have to take off the whole jacket. It's enough just to remove one sleeve and then put the end through it again. That's also enough of an action. For that alone also, you'll be chayiv of Malkus of wearing klayim. So, mochi rav acha bread ravika, iluyev yafuki. He showed him, no, it has to be a complete action. You have to take the whole jacket off and put it on again. Rashi says, iluyev yafuki, mamish, or the Rivonit is, that it has to be mamish, a complete action of putting on klayim. Then you receive malchus. If you learn what the Pasuk says, loy syllabus klayim, the complete love is doing a complete action of putting on. It's not enough that you have one arm in already, and now you just put in the second arm. Let's say you have one arm on already, one sleeve is on, and then they warn you, do not wear klayim, and now you put the second sleeve in, you'll be potter. That's not the love. The love is you have to do a complete maisa of putting on this beged. That's what he holds. We passed in halos also chayiv. Halos also chayiv. Levisha is chayiv and halos, either one is chayiv. A maisa levisha or a maisa halos, either one is chayiv. That's what they say. But halacha, Ravashi Yemeno, Ravashi says, afilu loisho, elekede lifshot velubash chayiv. No, even without any new action in between. If he just waited there for the amount of time that he could take it off and put it on, for that alone is chayiv. In other words, in the morning, he put on beged of klayim, and they warned him before he put it on, do not put on this suit, it has klayim. He did not listen. He put it on. Then 5 minutes later, they come and tell him, take it off, it has klayim. And he just stays there, does nothing, and let's say to take it off and put it on takes 2 minutes. So they waited 2 minutes. He did not listen. They warned him again. Every 2 minutes they wait, they wait and give him another asur, he receives a second malchus. Every asura there's a new malchus. So good, every asura is mechalik. It's like a separate action. But the question is, there's no new action. It's a lav shein b'maisa. You're just leaving on the client. You're not doing an action. So why are you chayiv here? So there's a chiddush. Tosis doesn't spend too much over here. Tosis and Shulz explains it more, that yeah, this mamish yosvar also. But if a person is tummy, if a client that is in the basic chorus, he's over allowed to be there. They warn him, go out, and he just stays there. So is he over a new malchus every time staying there? Is not an action. And the answer is yes. That since the maisa of having the clothing on now came because you first did an action, so that first action is considered continuously going on. In other words, now that you have the beged of the suit on, we look, how did this suit come upon you? It was on you because you did an action this morning. So even though now they tell you, take it off, and you're denying that, just no, I'm not taking it off, I'm going to leave it. But so the hasra makes it like a new action. So you're keeping it on now, it's considered, you receive malchus, that's called the lav, you over lav through a maisa. Where's the maisa? In the morning when you put it on, that action is continuously going on. It's like it's on you now. Why? Because you put it on in the morning. So that's the action for this lav. So therefore, that one action can mechayiv you 10 or 20 lavs. Every time they tell you, take it off, and you deny, no, I'm leaving it on, every leaving it on is like a continuation of that first putting on in the morning. And therefore, yechayiv, that's the chiddush kol tes man diyama. But the same story by Shia in the Beis HaTumah, that if you stay there, there's a case where you first walked in, they warn you, do not go in, you do not listen, you came in the Tumah, and you stay there, and they warn you now, go out, every time you're over another love. That's a new chiddush. That's called Shia, it's simply a new action.
All right, turn over.
Tosis says here, Avalokha, the top place, the last few lines, Avalokha, the Ein Leish, Shurk, Lish, the Livash, Ein Kanavei Racheret, the Adayin Alevisho, Rishayna Kiyemis. And if you can't take it off, there's not enough time to take it off, then the first Levish is still here. Right, so no. But there's enough time in between, then we look as if it's a new Maisa. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh Chorish Telemechot, that it's possible to do one Maisa Chorisha, one action of plowing, and you have 8 Malkasim. Omer Rabbi Yanai, Bechabura Nimna Begomru, all the Rabbonim came together, had a meeting, and they came out with a verdict, that ha-choyfe b'klayim loikim. If somebody just covers up klayim, that you have already wheat and barley growing together, and now you come, somebody else planted in your backyard, and now you come and make it grow better, by taking dirt and throwing it on top of it, for that alone you chayiv. That's also considered like an action of Zoreya. It's called like you're planting. Omer lehen, who the Raya is now Mishnah. So this is what Rabbi Yannai said. Omer lehen Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Lav Mishnah, saying who's ill. Like, what are you telling me, Rabbi Yannai? And me, the whole Chabur of Rabbonin, our Mishnah says clearly like that. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Yesh Chorish, tell him, Echot, a person can make a Maisa Charisha, just plowing one row. V'chayiv alav Mishnah Shemayin alavin. And one of them was Ha'acharik Hashav HaChamor Vein Mugdoshin Uv Klayim Bekerim. You're over the love of Klayim Bekerim. Now why? Your question. Where is the Maisa Zareya? Where are you planting here? You're not planting. You're only plowing. What does plow do? It turns over the dirt. So you're turning over the dirt onto Klayim that's growing already. So what? That just means that's the way it first comes in there. But once it's there, if you make it grow better, you're also over that love. It's a continuation also. You're making that grow. So Murray asked, how do you find this? What's the case? Why are you chayim mishum klayim? You're being chayrish. You're plowing. You're not planting. So where's the planting? Where's the action of planting klayim? So love, don't you have to tell me the michsei ba'di diyozol? That while the plow is going along the ground, it's turning over the dirt, and you're causing the dirt to cover up the klayim to make it grow better. So that's what Rabbi Yannai said, that our choif of a klayim is like here. So Rabbi Yochanan said back, shita, that's our Mishnah. Like our Mishnah says, chorish beklayim is chayim. So what do I need you for? So Amalai answered back, of course you need me. He loved the deloy l'chachaspa. Like if I did not turn over, uncover the plate, the chaspa is like a piece of china, me mishkachas maganitza tusoi, would have you found the pearl underneath it? In other words, true the Mishnah says it, but you would not know what's pshat in the Mishnah. I'm explaining to you what the pshat in the Mishnah is. Like you can ask the question, why does the Mishnah say yichayiv? Are you not planting? You're not really being zereya klayim? So I'm explaining to you, the answer is, because in zereya klayim, it's not only the action of actually planting, but who are then, even if it was planted, and now you're making it grow better, like you're chayif of a klayim, for that you would be chayif. Omar lei Rosh Lakish Rav Yochanan, ilav dekilsecho gavur rabo. If not that you praised a great person, in other words, by saying that's a good that shot from our Mishnah, have yamina masnis the mani Rav Kivi. Rosh Lakish would argue Rav Yochanan, say no, from our Mishnah there's no proof. Our Mishnah maybe goes according to Rav Kiva. And why? The Yom that Rabbi Kiva says, Ha-Makayim Klayim Leika. Rabbi Kiva Shitarish, you do not have to do the action of planting. If somebody else planted Klayim in your backyard, and you just let it stay there, your Makayim, you just do not uproot it, just let it stay, for that alone you receive Malkus. So that's the love. Do not even let Klayim be in your property. Where's the action? So he says someplace, that if you hold a love, you need a love, Sheish B'maisa, the mitzvah is you planted a fence around. That means you protect it. By you keeping klayim grow, you protect it. You put a fence around the field that nobody's come destroy it. That's the action. But the actual love is that you're letting klayim grow. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. See, where you come and plow it, not the pshat is that plowing is considered a mitzvah zareya of seeding it. No. If you not like Rabbi Kiva, you'd be potter. But our Mishnah knows you do not like Rabbi Kiva. You do not need the action of actually seeding it, but it's enough just letting it stay. So if you're being chayrish, you're showing that you want the client to stay. That's why you receive malchus. Now, my Rabbi Kiva, where's Rabbi Kiva? The Tanya went like this. It says in Mishnah, the Seftin Klayim, Hamanachesh, if somebody's pruning, Ramachafa B'Klayim, or you go near where you have your Klayim, where it's the vineyard, or you have stem vegetables, wheat and barley growing together, and you're Machafa, you cover it up, you take dirt and cover up the klayim to make it grow better, like it. It says clearly here, you receive malchus. That, and menachesh is pruning. You pull out the bad weeds. That makes it grow better. That's also an action of zareya. You're making it grow better. That's the action of klayim. Rabbi Kiva Reimer, af hamekayim. Not only this, where you're doing an action to make it grow, but just letting it stay. If somebody else planted klayim in your backyard, and you just let it stay, you do not uproot it, for that alone you get malchus. Again, if you need the action is you put a fence around. Now, my time with Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva's reason? The Pesuk says, it says not to plant klayim. The Tanya is like this. The Pesuk says, Sodcho loisizra klayim. Same thing, I only know from this, Elazareya, if you do an action now of planting klayim, or else making it grow better, seeding it, or a plant, or put dirt on top, or water it, you do an action to make it grow better, that's called Zareya. Mikayim minayin, just letting it stay, not doing the action of making it grow, just keeping it around. How do I know? Talmud Leimei changed the pasuk like this. The pasuk before says, Behem tachol ha-sabiyah klayim. That's one pasuk. Then it says, it says, Behem tachol ha-sabiyah yeklayim. And then, Sodecho loisizra klayim. See, dashens like this, this to say, Sodecho loiklayim. That's the way he dashens. This to say, in your field, there should be no klayim. Like Rashi, the Rivom explains. Says then to chol esarbiya klayim, then the pasuk says so to chol esizra klayim. The shamin and lehochi. This is what it means to say klayim sod choloi. Take the middle three words. If to say the akrin and le mipasti the drosha, take it out from the pasuk shot for drosha. The pasuk should have said them to chol klayim loisarbiya. Should have said like that. When we disomach klayim usoda, what is the last word klayim next to the next pasuk of soda? Shemamin alach yudiyasa. You have to say sodcha loy klayim. In your field, there can be no klayim at all. So you don't need sizra. Just klayim alone is allowed. Just keeping klayim in your field. The Torah says, do not have any klayim at all in your field. You have to say sodcha loy klayim. Klayim sodcha loy. In your field, there's allowed to have klayim there, even without the action of zoreya. That's from the Bikiva. That was the only question, but the lav shein by Maisa. See, the old Rabbi Kiva also Rabbi Yehuda, lav shein by Maisa is like a love. Or else there has to be some action, an action of making offense, or any type of an action you're doing, but you do not need a Maisa Zareya. So that's what Shloka says. From our mission alone, you have no proof. Therefore, you need Rabbi Yanai. You need him to teach us this Chiddush, that choifa b'klaim is like a. From our mission, maybe goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Oh, malay yulu Rav Nachman. Like, Lechura, why isn't there a ninth lav? We're talking about now the person was chorish b'yomtiv. Like, that's one lav you included, that was on yomtiv. So once it's on yomtiv, every chorish, or at least if you chorish near produce, near things that are growing, it's also nice as a reya. So it should be chayiv also mishum zareya. Like, if you have things growing, and you plow near it, so the plowing does two actions. It softens the ground, but it also makes that plant grow better. So you're causing it to grow better. Just like if you water grass, it's the lav of Zareya. So if you're machapa near things that grow, it's also Zareya. So our Mishnah says already, Chorish, why is there also the lav of Zareya? How come the Mishnah left out Zareya? You're telling me how many different lavs? There should have been a ninth one, Zareya. She answered back, on Malay, ton of Ishayr. I tell you, the Mishnah left out one. It said eight, and it's true, there could be more. Omalei said back to him, you can't say that. Tona katoni shemoina. Our Mishnah says clearly how many. It says eight. Doesn't only just list or make a list. It says the number. The Yatamat Tona Bashar, you want to tell me you left out? You can't say that. If we just mention them and not say the number, okay. But if he says, mentions them with the number, he means bediyak, eight and not more. So my Rav answers like this. Our time holds, yesh chilek malachas b'shabbos, but v'yein chilek malachas b'yomtah. On Shabbos, we have drushes to say, if you do two of his malachas, you receive two separate punishments. If you do them b'shoigig on Shabbos, there's two separate chatoyas. Mashenken on Yom Tov, there's no chilek malachas. Means if you do three or four malachas together, you only get one punishment. So on Yom Tov, there's no chatas. On Yom Tov, it's only a lav. So if you do it with Asroah, you only chayiv one malchus, and not two times malchus. So if our Mishnah only says one case of malchus, even though there are two Yisurim involved, but our Mishnah wants how many different Malkus you receive. Sefer only says one for Yom Tov and not two. That's called Yesh Chilik by Shabbos, but V'yem Chilik by Yom Tov. There are psukim for this. See how that you do not learn out Yom Tov from Shabbos. Like we have the Gemara on Shabbos, how Vora was Lachalik Yotus. See how this only going out, let's of our Weish, Chol Mashosechem B'yom HaShabbos. On Shabbos we have the extra Havoro to say Lachalik Yotzis. But he learns out, he holds you do not turn out Yom Tov from Shabbos. So Maria says, that's true. So, yeah. Omale adate. So they said, okay, let it stay. This is a good terrace. Kumoi zoiste. It means this should be the good terrace. On this, no. That's what Sir Robert wanted to say, this terrace. Eisri Abai. Abai asked the question back, no. Is that true? V'yein chilek melachas b'yontiv, is it true what you're saying? That a Tana really holds that on yontiv, if you do two different labs, there's only one malchus, not two. So your Tana was not like this. Hamavashel gid hanoshem becholot. If you cook up the gid hanoshem with milk, on yontiv, b'yontiv, v'yochol, and then you eat this, loike chamesh, you receive five different malchus. Why? Loike mishum oichol gid, that's one lab eating the gid hanoshem. Loike mishum avashel b'yontiv. Shalom Tzarech, even though you're allowed to cook on Yontif, that's only for food that you can eat. Here, since it's treif, it's Gira Nasha, it's also heated, there's a law for cooking this. It's called the Bishul Shalom Tzarech. For like you, Mishur Mavasha Gid B'cholov, like we all, Gid is also nice and tam, it has a shame Basar, so there's an Issa Basar B'cholov here, there's a law just for cooking it. For like you, Mishur Oichel Basar B'cholov, there's a separate law for eating this Basar B'cholov, and the fifth